As most of you are aware, and people who are not aware who came first time for their information, we are covering the topic of enjoining good and forbidding evil, or in other words, the methods of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to correct people, the methods employed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as taught by Allah Jalla Majduhu in the Quran and direct to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because everyone at some time in their life, Amar bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar, enjoining good, commanding the good, and stopping from the evil, it becomes farz and obligatory. So it is most useful to know the necessary knowledge pertaining this virtuous act. Today we will study some of the verses of Quran, because the Quran has mentioned the Prophet of Allah, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Moses, may peace be upon him, very frequently, because he had a very comprehensive interaction with his people as well as with Pharaoh, the great, you can say, the rebellious person lived in his time. And he also had a very long experience with his ummah, with his community as well. So the Quran has mentioned again and again the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam to draw guidance, so that we can draw guidance from it. It is not mentioned as a story. It is mentioned for the reason, so that we may pay heed and we may guide ourselves with what Allah Jalla Majduhu wants to explain and wants to convey to us. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam's name again and again have mentioned in the Quran. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam's name has mentioned in the Quran. If a Jew or Christian asks you that our Prophet's name is mentioned more times than the Prophet, you can say, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Christians ask you that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam mentioned, name is mentioned very frequently, more than the name of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so this means that they have more superiority, so that they are more honored in the sight of God. What will you be your reply? That Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam name is only mentioned 4 times. And 1 time is mentioned Ahmad. So, but Hazrat Musa alayhi salam 10 times name is mentioned. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam name is also mentioned quite, you can say, more than 20 times. So what will be your answer? Because you should know that you are the ummah or the community of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who claim to follow Quran. You understand? You came to follow Quran, and this is simple thing. Any Jew or Christian, non-Muslim who will read Quran apparently, he will find the name of those prophets mentioned more frequently and in more in number than the Prophet Muhammad peace be upon him. So, aap kya jawab denge? What will you answer? Aap bataein. Aap bataein. What will you answer? What will be your response? You will say, I don't know. Okay. Noor Alam, what will be your university, college you are studying, any person, or even a teacher asks you, that I just referred to the Quran, and the Quran mentions again and again the name of Hazrat Isa bin Maryam, Hazrat Isa bin Maryam, Jesus, son of Mary. But your Prophet's name has not been mentioned. I could hardly find it because it's mentioned only a few times. What will be your response? speak. There are many answers and response to it, but the most easy to understand is that why I have asked this question is so that you understand and you become aware of that how much you can say lack of knowledge and lack of understanding we have of our own book. We even don't know the simple things like this, although they are taught to the student the first day, or you can say in the first very initiate, you can say in the beginning courses, these things. Simple facts about Quran. The very simple reason is that you are sitting in front of me. If I refer to a third person, let's say a person who is not present here, I need to mention his name. For example, any person, Nazir, who is not here. So I say, do you remember Nazir? That person who met us, who we met 10 years ago or 5 years ago. Then a name is to be mentioned, otherwise you won't know. But a person like yourself who is sitting in front of me, who is present, so I will just say to you that come here, please do this or do that, etc. For the present person, the name is not mentioned frequently. So that is why in the Quran, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is referred to, you can say he is addressed with pronouns very frequently, but not directly with his name, because he was the present person. To him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was revealing the book, revealing the message, revealing the Quran. वो तो उन पर उतर रहा है तो उनको तो इतना खताब करने की जरूरत नहीं बट बिकॉज मूसा अलैहि सलाम वाज नॉट प्रेजेंट एट दैट टाइम इन मक्का द मुशरिकीन मक्का वर लिविंग एंड द अदर एथियस्ट पीपल एंड पॉलीथिस्ट वर लिविंग द प्रीवियस प्रॉफिट्स एंड मैसेंजर्स वर नॉट लाइव एट दैट टाइम एज सच ऑन द फेस ऑफ द अर्थ लिविंग विद द इन देम सो दे हैड टू बी मेंशन व्हेनेवर दे वर मेंशन बाय नेम अगेन एंड अगेन बट प्रॉफिट मोहम्मद ने पीस बी अपॉन हिम वाज इन फ्रंट ऑफ देम all the time. So he was sometimes mentioned as he, sometimes he was mentioned as O Prophet of God, sometimes he was mentioned O Warner, we have sent you as a Warner. So he has been addressed with different titles, with the name very few times. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is only mentioned 4 times. So this is one of the very simple reasons which anyone can understand. Because the Quran was addressing and directed at Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. So he was present. Other prophets and messengers, your Rasul, your Nabi, they were not present. So they had to take their name. To the Mushrikeen in Makkah, when he said, do you remember Salih alayhi salam who was sent to Aad? Do you remember Ibrahim alayhi salam who was sent to people at that time? Do you remember Noah? But they didn't everyone knew that this person name is Prophet Muhammad. This is Muhammad ibn Abdullah. So that is why it's very few times mentioned. Maharaj, today we will be drawing some lessons from the verses of the Quran in Surah Shu'ara. In it, Allah Jalla Majduhu mentioned, وَإِذْ نَادَ رَبُّكَ مُوسَىٰ أَنِ ائْتِ الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ قَوْمَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَلَا يَتَّقُونَ Recount to them when your Lord told Moses, go to the wrongdoing people, the people of Pharaoh. Do they have no fear? قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يُكَذِّبُونَ وَيَضِيقُ صَدْرِي وَلَا يَنْطَلِقُ لِسَانِي فَأَرْسِلْ إِلَىٰ هَارُونَ He said, my Lord, I fear that they will brand me a liar. My breath is constricted and my tongue is not fluent. So endow messengership on Aaron. Harun al-Islam. Ab yeh bayan ho raha hai. This is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to Musa al-Islam to go to Pharaoh and reach them. And Musa al-Islam He is saying that, my God, O Allah, Ilahi, Rabbi, inni akhafu an yukazzibun. I fear that they will brand me as a liar. They will not believe me. Plus, I am not very fluent. My breast is constricted. This means that Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is being humble. Wo apni aajzi aur intisari ka izhar kar rahe hain. Wo ye nahi keh rahe ki haan Allah paak aapne mujhe rasool bana diya hai, and he didn't become arrogant, and nauzubillah, the prophets are never arrogant. That he is giving such a great status that he had not asked himself. Ab dekhe na, bohut se log ohda mangte hain, I want to be prime minister, I want to be minister. All chaos and fitna and discord on earth, from the individual to the international level, is because of that. I want to be the leader, and I want to have this. No matter if it is a family matter, if it is a dispute between wife and husband, or is a dispute between brother and brother, and father and you can say son, father and daughter, or at the national level, international level, ye teen ladai ho rahi hai, wo isi ki wajah hai, yahi wajah hai ki that one say, I want this fame, and I want this name, and I want this office. So I don't need to mention few examples, you can understand yourself that wherever, jahan bhi ladai hoti hai, mostly 99%, there is a tussle, a conflict between, you can say, one person wants authority over. So, both say, so Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, being such a person who have been gifted with the gift of messengership, wo phir bhi keh rahe hai ki Allah paak, nahi, main is qabil nahi hu, I am not such a person, I do not deserve, I am not able. But how foolish and how simple are those people who say ki hame khilafat Allah paak de, ya buzurgane deen se mangte hain ki hame khilafat mile, so that we become a successor, or you can say representative of a particular buzurg. That is also an office. Wo spiritual office hai, and the ministers and the prime minister, that is worldly office. Some are in criminal gangs and they become, you know, masters of the underworld. So they are all this, and so the desire is the same. If a person would come into the religious circle and he say, give me the authority, I want you, all of you, to do things like I say, I want to be the representative of my teacher, which is known as a Khalifa. So, dekhe wo Musa alayhi salam ko nabuwat di ja rahi hai, risalat di ja rahi hai, but they are saying, Rabbi, yakhafu an yurdun, oh my God, I can, although Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu yaj'alu, Allahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalata, Allah knows better who he should bestow with messengership. So when Allah bestowed Musa alayhi salam with messengership, this means that he deserved messengership. He was able to be a messenger, and he was a messenger as a world of souls. But look at his humbleness, wo apni aajzi, humility, and by looking at the greatness of God Almighty, wo apni aajzi ka izhar kar rahe hain, Allah apni aajzi ka izhar. So this means, when you and me, any person wants to call anyone to God, to righteousness and to goodness, firstly, he should be humble in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not saying that I have become the superhuman and super righteous, and now I have actually been given this duty to call everyone actually to God, because I am already with God and I am already pious. No, he should consider his own weaknesses as you apni aajzi intisari ikhtiyar kare, aur Allah paak se madad maange, and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because in Allah's hand and Allah's qudra and Allah's power is the hearts and minds of all people. So, dusra hai ki khud ohda nahi mangna chahiye. One should not ask himself, make me the prime minister, make me the president. Ab jisme pehle hi, who on the first place has this want of office and fame and name and honor, what will he do when he becomes prime minister? وہ تو پہلے ہی بھوکتا ہے, ہی از تھرسٹی آلریڈی آفٹر مائی نیم. وین ہی ول ہیو دیٹ آفس دیٹ ول بی ایڈنگ مور, یو کین سے, فیول ٹو دا فائر آف ہز ایروگنس. سو ہی ول کوز کیئرس, ہی ول ناٹ اینی ون لیٹ اینی ون ڈس اگری ود ہم. تو ابھی جو دنیا پہ ہو رہا ہے, تو اف یو سی انٹر دا انٹرنیشنل ورلڈ, دیٹس واٹس ہیپننگ. اٹ از دا سیم, دا فیرو has gone and Musa al-Islam has passed away. Now the idea of, you can say, the manifestation of Pharaoh will stay until the day of judgment, until the Dajjal comes, and the manifestation of Moses, may peace be upon him, will stay until Hazrat Isa al-Islam will come, Hazrat Imam Mahdi will come, until the day of judgment. The names can change. Sometimes it can be Prophet Muhammad against Abu Lahab, موسیٰ علیہ السلام اگینسٹ فیرو, حضرت ابراہیم اگینسٹ نمرود. یا اب کی دنیا میں دیکھیں جو اسلام کے خلاف, جو پیپل ہو آر ورکنگ اگینسٹ اسلام اینڈ ٹرائی ٹو ڈیفیم اسلام, وائی اٹ از امپاسبل ٹو ڈو دیٹ, ٹو دیٹ افیکٹ, بیکاز اٹ از, یو کین سے, دا کفر از ڈومڈ ٹو فیل اینڈ اسلام از ڈیسٹنڈ ٹو بی وکٹوریس. دا پوائنٹ از ناٹ دیٹ آئی شوڈ ہیلپ اسلام. The point is that Islam will be victorious at the end. But the matter to consider is, towards which direction my abilities and my life and my money and my contribution, actually you can say I have contributed towards which side? On the side of Islam, which will add to for Islam, victory of Islam, or on the other hand, I have become a puppet of Shaitan and the rebellious Taghuti forces. Of this world. تو حضرت موسیٰ علیہ السلام اپنی عاجزی انکساری کا اظہار فرما رہے ہیں, اور بائز مینشن دا قرآن ناٹ فور حضرت موسیٰ علیہ السلام. موسیٰ علیہ السلام تو پہلے ہی وفات پا گئے نا. اب جو قرآن اترا ہے, دا قرآن ہیز بین ریویلڈ فار می اینڈ یو, ناٹ فار حضرت موسیٰ علیہ السلام. تو اف ہز اسٹوری از مینشنڈ, دس مینز دیٹ دیئر از اے ویری امپورٹنٹ پوائنٹ سم ویئر دیئر, اف یو فاؤنڈر and try to grasp it, it will benefit us. So this means, do not ask for uhda na mango. Rasulullah SAW said very clearly, ki jo uhda mange usko mat do. Whoever says demands of his, don't give him. He is not, he does not deserve. Because office is burden. When you don't want some personal gain from it, then it's just a burden on, isn't it really? Only the person who said, I want office, this means that he had some personal agenda as well behind it. So he said, I will fulfill the obligation as well as I fulfill my personal agenda. A person who wants nothing and who only sees it a burden, he will say, I don't want. Because he, no one wants to burden himself. Then Hazrat Musa alayhi salam said, وَيَدِيكُ صَدْرِي وَلَا يَنْتَلِقُ لِسَانِي, that my breast is constricted and my tongue is not fluent. This means they are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for knowledge and also the, you can say, the method, the effective method to convey the message as well. So like I said, it is not only sufficient that you say, I am Muslim now and I have the authority now to call people to Islam. You should also have the correct message, knowledge, necessary knowledge to call people with wisdom, and also the effective method of conveying of the message. And then Hazrat Musa alayhi salam lastly said, فَأَرْسِلْ إِلَىٰ هَارُونَ, that, O God, O Allah, Harun alayhi salam, to send my brother as a messenger to Pharaoh. Ab dekhein, Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is offering, or you can say bestowing messengership, and as Musa alayhi salam is saying that my brother should have care as well. This means the person who do not have any personal agenda, hidden agenda for personal gain, he is not jealous of other people. Haan, isko kyun ye mil gaya hai? Why this person have this? Why this? He wants others to share as well. Because if he is truly a godly person, اگر کسی کو اللہ پاک نے کرم کر دیا, someone has been bestowed with special gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or special, you can say, nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اور اگر کسی بزرگ نے کسی کو خلافت دے دی ہے, کوئی عہدہ دے دیا ہے, some authority دے دی ہے, so the other person should not, you can say, be jealous, but rather thinking that it is good that he's got the, you can say, burden on him, there's burden on him, and I am free. And that person who have been given this clarity, he should not be jealous and think I am, you can say, superhuman now, but rather try to include others as well in that blessing, and thinking and respecting and honoring them. Ab dekhiye Musa alaihi salam aa rahe hain ke farsil ila harun ke so and do messengership on Aaron, on Harun alaihi salam as well. Hasad nahi karna chahiye. Then Musa alayhi salam said, وَلَهُمْ عَلَيَّ ذَنْبٌ فَأَخَافُ أَنْ يَقْتُلُونَ. As for me, they hold the charge of crime against me, I fear they will put me to death. Musa alayhi salam is saying that I have a fear that they will, there is a crime which was mistakenly, I killed a person on me, and they will, I fear they will kill me. Now Allah Jalla Majdahu says, قَالَ كَلَّا فَذْهَبَا بِآيَاتِنَا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ مُسْتَمِعُونَ. Certainly not. So go both of you with our sign. We shall be with you listening to everything. So go to Pharaoh and say, إِنَّا رَسُولُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, that say to him, the Lord of the universe has sent us. أَنْ أَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ, that you let the children of Israel go with us. Ab dekhiye yahan Allah Musa alaihi salam still is carrying on and offering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being clear, very clearly, and being humble and very frank, saying that, oh Allah, that I fear this will happen. This means that when a person tries to convey the message of truth, the evil forces will stand against him. It's not he will be sitting there and people will shower flowers on him. Ye hoga ki jo haq ka paigham leke aayega, wo Allah Hazrat Ali رضی اللہ تعالی فرمایا کہ الحق مر, the truth is very bitter. It is only very few people who will accept truth or who will be happy, few very lucky and fortunate and wise. Most of the people will turn against you. They turned against in the time of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, time of Moses, time of Jesus Christ, may peace be upon him, time of Abraham, time of Noah, and we are only normal people. We are not even messengers. And we are not even prophets. But if you convey the same message, that Allah's command and dominance should be in our life, in our family, in our country, and in the world, then the shaitani forces will activate against you. That is definitely to happen. So one should be ready. And so Musa alayhi salam is saying that they will actually hold me charged against actually this murder case. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, قَالَ كَلَّا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ مُسْتَمِعُونَ فَأَتْيَا فِرْعَوْنَا فَقُولَ إِنَّا رَسُولُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, certainly not, so go both of you with our sign. This means that one, the believer, a truth, should have strong belief on the promises of Allah, that Allah has said that, go, I am with you, and if you die, you are a martyr, you are living with me. If you want my pleasure, then you are with me. If you are victorious in the world, you are still with me, you have still my pleasure. So a believer, only that person can stand firm who have strong belief, iman, sound and established strongly that he does not fear death, or he does not fear death. If a person has fear, then it is very likely that he will be subdued and he'll go down to the evil, and then this will be a disastrous end for him. So when you will carry the message of truth, no matter in this society, to your family, there will be certain, you can, feeling of resentment, you will feel that people will feel. But at that time, you should remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that, yes, you convey the message, you want respect and honor and eternal success and salvation, I guarantee that you go forward and convey the message simply, just in simple terms. For example, in this case, the message was, Inna Rasool Rabbil Alameen, we are the messengers of the Lord of the universe.
But now you are also representative of Allah Jalla Majduhu if you are believers and you need to call people, your family, everyone to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who is the first person you call to Allah? Kone hai? Who is the first person you should call to Allah? Who is the first person you should call to Allah Jalla Majduhu? Anyone? Sorry? Yourself. سب سے پہلا جس کو بلانا ہے اللہ کی طرف وہ ہے آپ کا اپنا آپ. پہلے اپنا آپ, یور سیلف فرسٹلی, اینڈ دین فرسٹلی. دیر از نو یوز ایکچولی وین یور سیلف از انڈلج ان سن اینڈ ان ڈراؤنڈ ان ایول اینڈ دین سیئنگ ٹو ادر ورلڈ دیٹ آئی وانٹ ٹو اسٹیبلش خلافہ آن دا ورلڈ اور آئی وانٹ ٹو اسٹیبلش دا کمانڈ آف اللہ اور اللہ جل مجدہ آن دا ورلڈ اور دا فیملی. The system goes like this, the first yourself, then your immediate family, which are there with you, then your friends, associates, your neighborhood, and then that's how you work. Otherwise, it will all become a hypocrisy. So simple message, there should not be any difficult thing in there. This is simple term. An arsil ma'ana bani Israel, send bani Israel with us. So what will be your message to yourself? You are not, the Buzurgan-e-Deen has said, is also like Pharaoh. It does not go down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It wants to claim, you can say, Godhood, meaning that it wants to do whatever it wants. That's why people do, and you can say, they commit crime and they commit sin, because their nafs is, actually wants to do whatever he wants to do. That's why Allah Jalla Majduhu in another verse said, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَاهُ. Have you not seen a person who have made his desires his God? So many people, so their nafs is like Pharaoh. So firstly you should say to the Pharaoh of your nafs, أَرْسِلْ أَنَرْسِلْ مَعَنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Musa alayhi salam said, send children of Israel with me. Who are children of Israel? In yourself. All these eyes, ears, hands, these are like children of your body. And the nafs has control over it, like Pharaoh. It is subduing and disgracing and urging them to be, you can say, disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The nafs is actually like, you have enslaved, usne gulam bana liya aapki aankhon ko. When he says to the eyes, let's watch this woman, the eyes just about. Let's touch this woman, the eyes just about. Let's steal, let's go to cinema, they follow. So they have been slain like children of Israel in the hand of Pharaoh. And who is the Pharaoh? They are nafs as well. So aap apne pehle apne se daawat shuru karni hai, ke apne nafs ko kehna hai, ke Pharaoh ko, ke an arsil ma'ana bani Israel, children of Israel. So ab jo hai, obviously the nafs is very very rebellious. And who made Pharaoh? Pharaoh, his nafs. And that nafs is present in you and me as well. Pharaoh was not born as actually like you can say a rebellious person. Every child is born on Islam and fitrat. But who made him into Pharaoh, you can say rebellious to Allah Jalla Majduhu? His own self, evil self. And that evil self, or that self is in every one of us. So when Musa alayhi salam یہ کہا, when he said this, anarsil ma'ana bani Israel, Pharaoh said, qala alam rabbika fina walidan wa labista fina min umrika sinin. Pharaoh said, did we not bring you up among us when you were a child? Wa fa'alta fa'latakal lati fa'alta wa anta min al-kafirin. You spent many years of your life among us, and then you committed that deed of yours. You are very ungrateful indeed. So Pharaoh is reminding Musa alayhi salam that I brought you up in my palace, you were brought up. And alam nu rabbi ka fiya, manage my tarbiyat ki hai, I've fed you when you were a child and you spent many years of your life among us, and then you committed that deed of yours, you are very ungrateful indeed. This means that then you will give dawah, when you will invite people towards goodness. No matter if it's a king, it's a queen, or it's a normal person. People will say, that you have been living with us. We have done this favor to you. We have favored you in such and such a way. And you lived amongst us like normal people. What has happened to you? You were with us. وَفَعَلْتَ فَعَلَتَكَ اللَّتِي فَعَلْتَ مَعَلْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ And you committed that deed. So Pharaoh was referring to when Musa alayhi salam murdered a person. Two people were fighting and Musa alayhi salam went to help another one person. And he was not, you can say, separated, being separated, trying to separate them. Through that process he was killed. So Pharaoh, after so many long, 10, 12 years, he's reminding Musa alayhi salam in front of all of his 40 years and people, do you remember what you had done? So this means that when you will, although the Prophet is masoom, wo masoom hote hain, and anbiya sinless hote hain, but Pharaoh is accusing Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam of that sin. This means that when you will invite people towards goodness, people will completely get out their, you can say, microscope and binocular, and they will fit on your light. You know you, what you have been doing 5 years before, or last year you did this, this person you did that, and with us you did this, and you have been yourself so much evil, sinning people, and today you are inviting us. Have you seen your own face in the mirror? अब कल तक तुम क्या कर रहे थे? शराब पी रहे थे, लड़कियों के साथ कर रहे थे, फिर हम मेरे साथ देखे, तुमने फिल्में देखी हैं, अब तुम मुझे हमें दावत दे रहे हमारे तो फिरौन भी इसी तरह कह रहा है कि अलम और रब्बी का कीन अबलीन यू हैव बीन लिविंग विद द चिल्ड्रन वी ब्रोट यू अप द गवर्नमेंट विल से वी हैव फेड यू अब आप किसी को हक की दावत द गवर्नमेंट और अथॉरिटी विल से वी आर फीडिंग यू वी आर गिविंग अ प्लेस टू लिव We are giving you this, we are giving you that, and you are becoming so grateful to ungrateful to us. Walta wa'anta min al-kafiri. Or tum na shukre ho, na'udhu billah, you are ungrateful. So people will, how they will disguise their own weaknesses by pointing out your weaknesses and your faults. That is a very, very delicate point, that what you need to do in response of that. And that's what is being taught here. And then so Musa alayhi salam, Pharaoh reminded Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam of sin, simply. So this means the person who will stand up with the invitation of truth, people will not only turn against him, they will bring all his life in front of him. In front of him and also others accusing him, making false accusations, this is terrorist, this is sinner, this is adulterer, this is that person, he did this, he did that. Oh, so he har kisam ki jo hai, wo itraza pe aa jayenge. What is Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam saying in response? Hazrat Musa alayhi salam farmaya, qala fa'altuha izam wa ana min ad-dallin. Moses replied, I committed that act erringly by mistake when I was in error. So this means that people who are trying to convey message, they are trying to dislodge and you can say, change the subject by blaming you so that you will blame them and then the message will be left in vain, completely absurd, you can say, behind the veil and there will be a new discussion. And there will be a new argument, you are this, and you are that, and that you are this. So never get into this satanic, you can say, trap. When you are giving that as a person slandered, if a person accuses you, agar wo aapko, yani ilzam laga raha hai, to say like Musa alayhi salam said, I committed that act, Musa alayhi salam said, I committed that act. وَأَنَا مِنَ الدَّالِينَ فَفَرَرْتُ مِنْكُمْ لَمَّا خِفْتُكُمْ فَوَهَبَ لِي رَبِّي حُكْمًا وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ Then I fled for fear of you. Then my Lord bestowed wisdom and authority on me and made me one of the messengers. That should be your response as well. Simply if a person said, why you are inviting the government says or anyone says that you have been doing such and such, you had a criminal record and now you have instantly become pious and you are inviting for piety. Your family or other people will say, there's no need to defend, no, I did this because that happened, that person should do. No, simply say, yes, I was misguided, I was wrong at that time, and now God has guided me. And because He has guided me, And I want to guide you as well with me, so that we both of us, we can go in paradise together. So there's no need, it is wrong approach, trying to defend yourself with, you can say, wrong excuses. Haan, jaise Musa hai, Nabi hai, Rasool hai, lekin unhe koi excuse nahi banaya. So if people say, yes, you did that at that time, simply accept, confess, yes, I did that, and I was wrong, and what I did was wrong, and I was a misguided person, but now God has guided me, like here Musa said, that then my Lord bestowed wisdom and authority on me and made me one of the messengers. We should say that God has guided me through Allah, through His Allah's messenger, through the Quran. I have know the truth now, and I feel remorse on what I did before, that was wrong, and I was wrong. So don't let go that person, you can say, drag you away from the message of truth. Then Musa said, وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ تَمُنُّهُ عَلَيَّ نَبَتَّ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Now this is the favor that you tauntingly remind me of, that you enslaved the children of Israel. This means that you should remind that person of that what you are inviting me towards is evil and sin and rebelliousness to God. So this doesn't mean that I have, if a person have traveled 10 miles in wrong direction, and if you say to the other person going with you, brother, we think we have traveled towards wrong direction, we should change direction and do a U-turn and carry on the other way. And he says, no, look, we have traveled 10 miles already. Why you are turning back? It is foolishness that you travel 10 miles, meaning that we, because you have traveled 10 miles in the wrong direction, you carry on in the wrong direction. The wisdom is, no matter how long you have traveled in the wrong direction, as soon as you know, the wisdom or the wise thing to do is to turn back at that time. Not thinking that I have done this and I have been wrong all my life, I've ruined everything. No, you are never too late. And this idea is satanic idea. He, you can say, puts obstacles in front of people to repent. So as Musa alayhi salam said, وَتِلْكَ نِعْمَةٌ. Now this is the favor that you tauntingly remind me of, that you have done a favor, but that favor does not mean that I should believe you as a God other than the God Almighty Allah. Does that favor mean this? So if any person reminds you of their favor, say, I accept your favor, I appreciate your favor, but I cannot, you can say, you can enter fire of hell eternally for you. But on the other hand, the real appreciation of your favor on me, if you have helped me when I was in need sometime, or if you helped me, if you supported me, is that I pay you back with goodness. And that goodness is to invite you towards righteousness and toward actually salvation forever and ever. اب فیرون نے کہا فیرون سیڈ فیرو سیڈ قال فرعون وما رب العالمین نو ہی اس پیشن فیرو سیڈ ہو از دس لارڈ اف دی یونیورس دس لارڈ یو ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ بیکاز ہی ہیڈ آلویز سیڈ ٹو پیپل اینڈ دے بیلیوڈ ان ہم کہ آئی ایم یور الہ میں آپ کا گاڈ آئی گیو یو ایٹ فار ایٹنگ آئی گیو یو فار ڈرنکنگ لائک ناؤ دی ورلڈ سیز ویل وی گیو یو ایوری تھنگ یو فالو اور سسٹم بٹ وی سے بٹ وی سے But Musa alayhi salam said, قَالَ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِن كُنْتُم مُوقِنِينَ. Moses answered, the Lord of the heavens and the earth and of all that is in between them, if you were only to believe. So Musa alayhi salam, Firon kaya, pehle kata, maine aapko rububiyat, I have actually, you can say, brought you up, fed you, and give you, you can say, luxurious life when you were a child. In my palace, now he is asking question to Musa alayhi salam, because Musa alayhi salam already answered. First trick was he tried to blame that person and say so that he will defend him and I will defame him and his message will be going vain. But no, now he coming to the message. He said, Ma Firaun wa Ma Rabbul Alameen. Who is this your Lord you are talking about? Rabbul Alameen. So Moses answered, the Lord of the heavens of the earth. And of all that is between them, if you are familiar. So say to people that if the government, anyone, yes, right, you, Allah is providing me toward you. You are giving me to eat, I am drinking, I have shelter. But remember that is, you are only a means. The Lord, the person who is bringing up and feeding of heavens and earth, all the creation, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His answer has come. Musa alayhi salam has jawab diya. Now Pharaoh says, this is very bad idea what Musa alayhi salam has put. Which Lord is he talking about? People are always convinced that I am God. Jis tarah aap bhi log kehte hain, God is not being that they should only frustrate when someone says in the world, follow my system other than the Islam, Islamic system. And that is system of kufr. So, us waqt, if there is anything contradicting with Sharia, it is not allowed. Actually, you begin to believe in the authority and Godship of any other person, that you should follow him. No, remember that you are Lord and they are Lord, everyone. So Pharaoh said, now this person is giving me a hard time. So Pharaoh said to those around him, hawlahu ala tastami'un, do you hear what he said? Dekho ye kya keh raha hai. Do you hear? Trying to ridicule Musa alayhi salam. Trying to belittle him. So abhi suna hai, do you hear what he is saying? So he was trying to, you can say, again doing, using that trick so that Musa alayhi salam will answer personally that he has blamed Musa alayhi salam and belittled him, and Musa alayhi salam will belittle him and say something to him. But Musa alayhi salam didn't. To his surprise, Musa alayhi salam said, قَالَ رَبُّكُمْ وَرَبُّ آبَائِكُمُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Moses said, he is your Lord and the Lord of your forefathers as well, of yours. So look, he is personally accusing. But Musa alayhi salam is saying, da'i ka ye maqsad hota hai ki apna peygham de. He should deliver his message, not to be tangled in what the other person is saying. This means the other person has invited you. You went to invite person towards goodness. The other person blamed you. In other words, he has invited you towards evil, and you have accepted his invitation. Jab aapne uski daawat qabool kar li, nahi. Your da'i, the inviter, or the preacher, or the educator, is responsibility to keep his clarity of his mind, that what message he needs to convey. Not to be tangled here and there, this question and that question. Simple. So Musa al-Azam said, he said to the others around him, do you hear what he says? Meaning, that look, I am your God. Do you hear what this person is saying? So Musa al-Azam answered very wisely. He said that if Rabbukum wa Rabbukum, my Lord, our Lord, your Lord, and the Lord of your forefathers, meaning that if you are the Lord, who are the actually Lord of the forefathers, then you were not here. So now there was another, actually you can say, very, you can say, astounding answer actually given to Pharaoh, and the people were listening. That he, in other words, Musa alayhi salam is saying that if Pharaoh is saying, I am your God, Allah, so iske jo abau ajdaad the, who his forefather, unka khuda kaun tha? Who was their God? But I am saying to you that the God which I have come from is my God, your God, and the God of his forefathers. He is not your God. 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 Now he was very, very, you can say, upset. Pharaoh was quite upset. But he had a very sharp answer. And Musa alayhi salam is not changing his tone, or you can say his message. So he said, قَالَ إِنَّ رَسُولَكُمُ الَّذِي أُرْسِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ لَمَجْنُونَ. Pharaoh said to the audience, the messenger of yours, this person you are speaking, he has been sent to you, is simply mad. He's gone mad. Can you not see by how he is speaking? So today, if you give the message of truth, wo kahenge, aapka dimag kharab ho gaya hai. Why are you talking about these old kind of stories? Previously, people also said, in haza illa asatir, these are just stories made up of olden time. This nation finished and this messenger came. This story. Today as well, at the time of Pharaoh as well, today is the Pharaoh, if you say, if you convey the message, they will ridicule you. This is a backward type of person. This does not know how to be up to date. And to be up to date is that you become completely out of your clothes, naked. That is up to date. The more clothes you have, the more flesh of your shows out, the more up to date you are. And the more it is hidden, the more backward you are. तो उन्होंने देखा है आपने, उन्होंने अपनी औरतों का, अपने बच्चों का, अपने क्या बना दिया, बट दे हैव मेड आउट ऑफ देम, दे हैव कंप्लीटली मेड अ मेस आउट ऑफ देम. जहां भी ये जो लोग जो है जाएंगे, तो मूसा अलैहिस्सलाम से वो कहने लगा कि दिस मैसेज ऑफ यूअर्स, दिस मैसेंजर ऑफ यूअर्स इज गॉन मैड, वो पागल हो गया है नाउ. ये पीपल विल से दिस पर्सन हुज इनवाइटिंग अस टू वोर्ड लिव अकॉर्डिंग टू इस्लाम, अकॉर्डिंग टू सुन्ना ऑफ रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, दिस पर्सन गॉन मैड, ये पागल हो गया है. ही डजंट नो व्हाट करियर इज, व्हाट जॉब इज, व्हाट वर्ल्ड वी आर लिविंग इन, व्हाट इज अप्स एंड डाउन. ये पागल हो गया है, इसका दिमाग ही इज आउट ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड एंड ही इज आउट ऑफ हिज माइंड. इसकी ना सुनो. Same people mentality is still carried on today. It is Quran never talks about previous people only. The message of Quran stays until day of judgment. This means the people will, who this message addressed to is also will also stay. So when he said this, the Musa has become mad over him. The Musa Moses has become mad. Listen to the answer of Allah. He is continuously accusing, blame after blame, accusation after accusation, personal, jisko kehna personal accusation ho gaya. Musa alaihi salam again said, qala rabbul mashriqi wal maghribi wa ma bainahuma in kuntum ta'qilun. Moses continued, he is the lord of the east and the west and all between them, if you only had any understanding. Ab dekhe wo message hi change kar raha. He started with ridiculing Musa alaihi salam. Who is your lord? Musa alayhi salam will say, my Lord is made an outbuild this and that, very straightforward. Rabbu samawa. Then he said, look what he is saying. Then he said, Musa alayhi salam again said, the Lord of your forefathers was Allah. He again said, Musa alayhi salam is mad. Musa alayhi salam is not answering his own, you can say, objection which is on himself, but he is still continuing with his message. Rabbul mashriqi wal maghrib. The Lord of heaven, east and the west, and all between them. Meaning, it is similar to what Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. He is God, let him change this system of east and west. Let the sun rise from the west. Let the system of rain and everything change from the left to right. So this was again very, very, you can say, a strong answer. So, abhi namaz ka waqt ho gaya, now the prayer time have reached, inshallah, I will finish here, but Musa alayhi salam, Pharaoh carries on, but the main message you have understood, some of the very basic things which Musa alayhi salam, through the story of Musa alayhi salam and these verses you have understood, being humble, not being arrogant if you know the truth and thinking other people are shaitanic and you are the godly person only, no, knowing your own weaknesses. If someone blames you personally, accept your blame, say I was wrong, but now I have reflected myself and I want you. And be continuous in your message, and don't be bothered if people say you are mad, you are backward, you are forward. Koi backward forward nahi hai. Allah sare jahan ka rabbul mashriq wal maghrib. If he is saying that you are steadfast and you are successful, no matter whatever everyone believe or disbelieve, they don't believe in Allah, but you, or they do not believe in the messenger of Allah, but everyone willingly or unwillingly leave this world at the time of death, everyone will know. We are all there boasting, we are all that technology, we are all everything has gone. But you stay steadfast. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. Now make preparation for the sharp prayer. ابھی وقت کم ہی رہ گیا ہے. 10 بجے ہے. ہاں جزاک اللہ. If anyone wants to see me or wants to know how I can stop sinning or how I want to become pious, or shaitan is letting me down, or I try again and again and I can't become pious, and my nafs has also become terror, they can meet me individually after Isha. And then inshallah, I will begin to explain. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.